From one competition to another, the contest is on for who will take over as opposition leader after Judith Collins was turfed out in a torrid and bruising caucus meeting yesterday. She may be best known as Crusher Collins, but Judith Collins, nearly 20 years in politics, can't be summed up by just a nickname. The former National Party leader's reign, it was 499 days to be precise. It came to an end yesterday after a vote of no confidence in the caucus room. Here's Annika Smith.
Forthright, controversial, with a killer eyebrow raise. Judith Collins was first elected to Parliament in July 2002. A lawyer by profession, she told the House in her maiden speech that she saw the halls of power as a place to shape good laws that in turn could shape good attitudes. She believes in law and order, the nickname Crusher Collins born from a crackdown on boy races as Minister of Police in 2009.
And I guess the message to those who want to indulge in illegal street racing is that every new offence will now bring them closer to the Crusher.
She stepped down as minister in the run-up to the 2014 election after months of controversy over the Oravida scandal and her connections to the right-wing blogger Cameron Slater in Dirty Politics.
I have today advised the Prime Minister that I am resigning as a minister. The Prime Minister and the National Party have an election to win, and I wish to stop being the subject of daily distractions.
The MP has long had her eye on the top job, and after the Bay of Plenty MP Todd Muller rolled Simon Bridges before resigning 53 days later, she got it.
And starting off as a Labour voter back when I was a child, almost, I find it remarkable that the National Party has chosen me.
But she got the gig just 10 weeks out from the 2020 election. It was a tumultuous race with self-inflicted disasters and distractions, including taking a knee to pray in St Thomas's Church in Auckland.
The minister asked if I would like to take a moment to pray. I'm an Anglican, I'm a confirmed Anglican. Of course I'm going to take that moment to pray.
If her prayer was for an election win, someone wasn't listening. National secured just 26.8% of the vote, conceding defeat well before it was called on election night. Judith Collins reflected on the campaign with Morning Report's Corin Dann shortly afterwards.
It's never ideal to have three leaders of the opposition during a campaign year.
So did you never believe that you could ever win?
I always felt that we could, but it was going to be very, very difficult.
If there's one thing National MPs agreed on yesterday, it's that election 2020 was a big ask.
Look, I think she did a great job during one of our most difficult elections.
Judith has and did take over the National Party at a difficult time in the age of COVID, and she has been responsible for some rebuilding.
Things have not got any easier for National or Judith Collins since the election. The party has consistently polled in the low 20s, and recent chatter about a leadership change prompted her to make one thing clear. She would never resign.
No.
Will you resign as leader ever?
No.
She stuck it out, taking the government to task over its handling of the pandemic. But the focus kept straying back to National's internal politics, not least of all in an extraordinary interview with TVNZ's breakfast host Indira Stewart, who asked Ms Collins if she'd had a COVID test before leaving Auckland in alert level 4.
I had not been in contact with COVID. I've been actually at home, not going out except for 2 bouts of exercise, and in those cases, Indira, I am a very, very good COVID trace
user. Did any of you other MPs take a COVID test when they went to Wellington,
Ms Collins? This is all about me today, isn't it?
Yesterday was about Judith Collins, her demotion of Simon Bridges, the last task and the top job. Her exit from Parliament was a quick one, her final goodbye cheery as she hopped into a cab.
Hard job. And I've done everything I possibly could. And I just wish everyone well.
Do you regret last night's statement?
Never.
Do you stand by?
Absolutely.
Off for the day, but not forever. Judith Collins' time as leader may be over, but she's staying on as Papakura's MP.